But we have got to jump into our next segment here on New Music Monday, which is my favorite part of the show. We have our local artist interview, and I am especially excited for this week because it's my roommate's band. So I'm so excited we get to have them on. And we have Gavin here who did the interview this week. Gavin, how are you?
Good. Hello, hello, hello. Happy to be on as always.
Awesome. And you have got to tell us about the band you interviewed for this week.
Yes, I had the pleasure of interviewing Bruxism this week, which they have a very hardcore sound and they have a very good job putting their music together and arranging all of it.
For sure, yeah. Bruxism, they do a lot of shows around here, and they are so much fun to go to the shows. Elizabeth and I just went to one a while back, and we had an absolute blast.
Oh, yeah. I think they're probably one of my favorite bands to see live because I love watching people, like, mosh. I don't know why. I can't mosh because I just, like, I'm scared I'm going to, like, actually get hurt. But I love watching other people mosh.
For sure. Well, without further ado, this is our local artist interview for this week with Bruxism.
All right. I am Gavin Montgomery. I am here joined with...
We're Bruxism.
So I'm joined here with Bruxism, an up-and-coming hardcore and grindcore band in the local Bloomington area. And if you guys want to go through and introduce all of your members of Bruxism, maybe tell what you guys play, what instruments you do, how you guys contribute to the band, that'll be a great start.
I'm Aiden. I do vocals half the time, and then I play guitar the other half of the time.
I'm Reese. I play drums. I record and mix sometimes, and sometimes I do vocals and whenever I feel like it. But yeah.
I'm Vicky. I play bass.
I'm Jacob. I do guitar and vocals when Aiden is not doing them.
Okay, cool. Let's take it back to the start here. I just want to ask real quick, how did Bruxism start? How did you guys all meet and formulate your talents together into the band and come with the final product that you guys have now?
Freshman year of college, me and Jacob met and we wanted to start making music together. So we kind of like started it as sort of like a goofy hardcore band. And then the following year, there was a promoter in Springfield who was looking for like new bands to play over at Dumb Records. So I sort of just was like, yeah, I have a band, and we had recorded like a little like one-off demo with Reese the summer before. So then, yeah, we got Vicky and everyone together, and then we kind of had to like make a whole set list in about less than a month because we told this dude that we had everything ready, but we didn't.
Now, when you say you had to create a set list, does that mean that Bruxism, you guys had to start drafting songs and creating them from scratch just to make this demo tape almost?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like it was like really, it was pretty clandestine, honestly, or the way we were working back then. I think it was like, I mean, it definitely rushed us, but honestly, I think that urgency kind of helped us to really, you know, try. I feel like we were really trying really hard back then, you know, like we're scrappy, you know.
Sure, yeah. I could totally see that kind of deadline and almost that pressure being lighting a fire under you guys to create some of the music that you did. And speaking of, since we're at the start of Bruxism's invention, how does the sound and overall music that Bruxism creates changed a long time, or maybe how it is today compared to how it was when Bruxism was making the original cuts and tracks for that tape?
Well,
I'd say at first we were definitely trying to mix a lot of stuff together. Didn't really have like a coherent sound. We were sort of like trying to blend like traditional hardcore with just like sort of like metal influences. But I'd say after a few months of doing that, we sort of honed in on more of a sound that's more like power violence esque, and dropped like a lot of like the hardcore type of stuff.
Okay.
Not as many two-step parts and stuff like that.
Right. So over time, you guys not necessarily have mellowed out, but became more mature in the structure of the songs.
Yeah, like more consistent.
And I totally understand that. And through you guys, Bruxism jamming together over the past or how long have has Bruxism been a band for?
I guess technically about 2 years, but it hasn't been like a real thing until probably about a little over a year ago.
Okay, so still freshly new, and the point where you guys are at now, potentially maybe it's something that in a couple of years you guys look back on and see how far you've came from today, which is cool.
Yeah, who knows? That could be cool.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of how Bruxism kind of starts there, or how you guys started with your initial track list of songs that you had to submit to that label, what is Bruxism's songwriting process like, and who are some of your biggest influences as a band?
I think a lot of it stems from, we have natural, obviously we have natural chemistry with each other. I think we work really well as a band. But also, like, me and Aiden have been playing in bands since, like, forever, like, since we were, like, really, really young, like, in grade school. So there's also that. So I think Aiden will come in with a riff, and I kind of already know what I want to play over that. Like, I already have something in my head that I'm like, oh, yeah, this is how the drums are going to go. And Vicky will be like, oh, yeah, I have a perfect, like, bass line that's going to go with that. And sometimes it'll go the other way around. Like, Vicky could have a bass line, or, like, Jacob will have a sick riff, and then I'll just kind of come in with drums, and then everyone else kind of forms around that. And then once the lyrics come in, like, that really, I feel like, glues it all together.
You know? Sure. And I could totally see, since, as you all stated, each of you guys contribute a different part to the overall process, to the overall sound. I can see how one, maybe, like you said, someone comes in with just one idea, and then it just branches off and snowballs into a full-fledged out song. With the upcoming song Languid, as we're about to hear coming up, I was just wondering if you had any plans for new music releases or new stuff that you're working on that maybe you'd like to tease or talk about.
Yeah, we're going to have like a full-length album out, hopefully this year, in like the second half of the year.
Okay, super cool. And do you guys as a collective have any overall concepts, ideas, things to create with this album?
I think we want to start focusing more on political topics as opposed to what we're writing about in our lyrics now. Most right. of them are pretty generic. I don't know if you've read them, but I think we want to start focusing
on the songwriting process.
Just so we have a direction, and I think it would improve our sound a little bit.
Yeah, that would be totally cool. That would be totally cool. So, moving on to where we are currently, with how your guys' sound came together. If Bruxism's music was a season, what season would you say it's be?
October. It would have to be October. Come on, guys.
Definitely spring.
Spring? Okay, I think summertime.
Or maybe like a false winter.
Right before winter. That's what I was thinking.
Like right now.
Like, yeah, like exactly like right now. That's what I was thinking. Like October, all the leaves have already fallen off, like super like cold outside, you know?
Yeah, it's not getting much better for a while. So that totally makes sense. So,
hey, we're Bruxism, and you're listening to our song Languid here on 1033 WZND's New Music Monday.
Turns.
with this specific song, Languid, here, as we just heard, how did you guys go about creating this song, or where did some inspiration for this track come from?
A lot of that song, like, guitar-wise, I think I was listening to, like, a lot of Spaz around that time, and they do, like, a lot of, like, triplets
type
of thing with alternating vocals.
Okay. With the cadences.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, also, like, the drums were definitely... I didn't understand, like, what the drums were supposed to be at first, so I was playing, like, a 4-4 beat over, like, a triplet feel, mm-hmm. and, like, it ends up being this kind of, like, gallopy kind of thing with the ride and stuff, and, like, I don't know, I think it came out good, but...
Totally, it creates an upbeat sense to the whole track.
Yeah, and then it also kind of goes into that, like, two-step part, and then, like, there's that beat-down part at the end, I think.
Sure. Yeah, I could totally hear that through the song. And I was looking at your guys' Instagram, Bruxism on Instagram, and I see that you have some help from other audio engineers through your mixing and mastering. And I just wanted to point that out because even though you guys are still on the rise and figuring it out, your cutting and your mastering sounds super smooth and professionally well done. So I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, shout out to Ralph. Our boy Ralph.
Yep. It makes the overall sound of Bruxism come out super clean. So that's definitely a positive there.
Shout out Ralph. Love you, man.
All right, and then I guess my final question here is, what are some of your favorite memories or shows that Bruxism has played? I saw on your Instagram as well that you guys did a stint at Coffee House, which looked pretty electric. But just overall curious about some of the memories that you've made along the way.
The first one that comes to my mind is like one of the first few shows that we played. It was at Bachi's Pizza or Slice Hub. And we were playing Languid and we suddenly restarted the song and somebody cried. They dived into the crowd right when we stopped. And it was pretty funny footage looking back.
Yeah, you guys get the crowd moving for sure.
Yeah, I'd definitely say that was one of the best shows. Another one was probably when we played with Drop the Blade and Primitive Rage also at Bocce's. But I think, like, Aiden would also agree with me and Jacob. Like, I feel like we can all agree, like, one of the best shows we ever played was with Jug and Contra Charge at the Tally. That was a great show, man. Like, the energy was just there. Everybody was just moshing and having a great time. And... you know, I just remember, like, people, you know, we would just be talking to people, like, just our friends, and it was just it felt like a community. It felt like we were finally getting a community out of Bloomington, you know?
Sure, I could totally see that being the case. Do you guys have any dream venues or places that you would love to play or show up at?
I've been saying for a really long time that there should be pop-up shows in, like, forests. Sometimes I see them at, like, playgrounds. People bring, like, a generator and have everything portable enough for when the cops pull up, like, to, like...
That would be cool.
That would be my dream, is just to play, like, a random location, like a pop-up show.
Right, and everyone there, you're eye level with the crowd, but everyone's, you know, getting hype.
Mm.
I feel like that would be a good time as well. That would be a good time.
Illinois yet either. I hope that we can get on a gig and, like, walk here or something at some point in the future. Right.
Same. Yeah, totally. That would be super awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys for conducting the interview.
Thank you to Bruxism for being our local artist interview this week. And I know they just put an EP out on Spotify. I've been absolutely loving it. So make sure to listen to that. But Gavin, do you have any finishing points on this interview?
Yeah, like they said, they want to play at a random location, and I hope I can see them at a random location live, because I feel like they'd be a super fun band to enjoy live.
Yeah, their shows are seriously so much